I was reaming off many Donegal athletes that over the last day now, 2 days, have picked up medals, and it was a very positive story, really. And that story, then I said, I'll be back to you, hopefully with more results and good results indeed. And yes, I have good results. I'm starting it off with here with Oisin Gillespie from the Rosses. I said I was waiting for that result to come in, and 168 he jumped, and he was in a real tight competition, because the top three guys jumped 168. So you're talking clearances, you're talking count back, and he stuck the pressure and got the job done. So well done, Oisin Gillespie. He's a very talented young boy, and he's going to be in the scene for quite a while. So well done to him. Indeed, in that competition as well, a fifth or a sixth place for Mark Wilkinson from Finn Valley, who's just recovered from a football injury. So, you know, himself and Oisin used to battle it out at the top, but that injury has kind of knocked Mark back a bit. But he'll come back as well. So then we had another high jump result from Stephen Slevin of Finn Valley. He went 170. He had an accident there at school some months ago, and that knocked him back. But 170 brought him into the medal story. You know, he just needs to get stronger, and he'll be looking for a better colour of medal. But today it was a bronze. So well done to the Finn Valley lad there. And then we have the unbelievable story of an athlete, Hannah Murray, who got the 400 title yesterday. She was in the 200 today. She did 22.58. Two girls recorded 22.58. It went down to a photo finish, and Hannah lost out of the photo finish. And it's hard to figure out these photo finishes, but it is a real result. And she finished silver medal. She was given the silver. So well done to her. It's been a good season so far for her, and hopefully she'll get picked for the Irish 4x4 team for Jerusalem for the European Under 20 Championships in the relay squad. So that'll be a lovely, lovely end to the season for her. She's going to have to wait out for that selection story. Now, Dean Leeper from Finn Valley as well, he was 49 plus in the javelin. He finished second. He'll be disappointed with second, but that's the way the world goes, you know, goes round and round. And he's got to just work harder and get better and become. And when he gets to the competition, he's just got to do it, and that'll bring him forward again. But today, a silver medal at 49 metres plus. Fintan Dewhurst from Glenties, for the Draconnell Club, well, he did a 54.65, not a bother to him. He had seconds to spare and winning his 400 metre hurdles. And as has been happening through the season, his younger brother Ethan has also been bringing home the gold medals. And today, in the under 17s, he won his 400 metre hurdles. So two 400 metre hurdles medals going up the Glen to Glenties there. So that's a good result for them and to Draconnell Athletic Club. Oran McBride from Finn Valley. Well, he's qualified for the 1500 metres final. I haven't got the final result yet, either the 4:15, so we'll have to wait and see how that one goes. And Fahun Machine from Olympian, 4:27 1500 metres in his age group from the Olympian Club. He finishing in third. And of course, when I was with you, I was just bringing the most latest result at the time. Keelan McFadden, he had won from Cranford, had won that 1500 metres, came out of the crowd, hit the front, looked happy with himself as he crossed the line. And, you know, just to say about him again, you know, he showed such consistency, you know, through indoors and schools and now outdoors for him and his own age group for his club. It's pretty phenomenal, you know, to be able to do that consistently at that age, because you would imagine he would mess up at some stage. But so far, so good. He hasn't. So under 17 national champion for Keelan. And then we talked about yesterday some of the highlights of it. I mean, yesterday, I mean, obviously, Keith Gallen comes to mind straight away. Hannah Murray comes to mind straight away. Liam McKay is a name we need to get used to from Finn Valley, over 3,000 metres as the cross country season will loom, and many others. So Matty McCurdy was another one in the javelin. There were so many, and you just feel that you know, a lot of athletes in certain clubs, you know, with coaches that are really impacting, and you know, just hoping at some stage the Donegal County Board might just look at all this and see where it's all happening, and maybe pull it together in an academy, and a real academy, an academy that works, you know, on a regular basis with the coaches that can bring the knowledge to the field. So that's something that I'll be harking on about a bit in the weeks ahead. You know, get the county board to really spend some money, get people together, form an academy, an event academy for the talented athletes, and work it forward. Now, the medal list was long this weekend, but the medal list can be much, much longer. simply based on the fact that there are thousands of young Donegal youngsters competing in the sport of athletics, and we just need to get the best out of them all and give them all the best opportunity. So it's been a good weekend, it's been a successful weekend, and Donegal Athletics threw the flag very strongly.